This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got one of my favorite guests who comes on routinely every couple of weeks for commentary, Paul Joseph Watson, coming on here in about 6-7 minutes. I got a whole stack of vital news I haven't even gotten to yet, like Rothschilds conduct Red Symphony by Henry McCown, who's a Jewish writer himself. Fury over Bush visit. Bush has demanded martial law be in London and a shutdown of the city while he's there. He wouldn't speak to the EU unless they were guaranteed to serenade him, clap for him. Ludicrous EU officials ready to ban yogurt. Again, the tyranny. And $6,000 fines in New York City for business owners if an ashtray is found. An ashtray is a criminal action now. Disillusioned Czech teens torch themselves. It's all coming up. But we had an important call at the end of the last hour from Richard in Florida, who is now in a federal grand jury. And that's a big, big deal. A grand jury was able to call Bill Clinton into the state of Arkansas for his lying. A grand jury could indict public officials or call for an investigation and then order the district attorney or state attorney, county attorney, to indict a state attorney general. This needs to happen. And Richard was asking what he should do now as a federal grand juror. And it's simple. If cases come in where you think the person's guilty, but you think the government is hiding evidence or lying, you got to let them walk, because the greater danger is a corrupt government than just a lone criminal. If a grand jury thinks that somebody's guilty and the government's not going after them hard enough, it's your job to get to do the investigation, to call the witnesses to get that indictment. I mean, Richard, it's just go online and type in jury nullification, grand jury nullification, Red Beckman. You should find some of the premier writings on this, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you just said something that been on my mind. I guess I can speak in generalities. Take a drug dealer, for example. I mean, I understand how the drug issue works. I mean, the reason drugs are illegal is to eliminate competition. And then, of course, you have Hollywood and making drug usage cool. So, in essence, if you're a corrupt insider, you have the best possible deal you can have, right?
Well, yeah, when the morphine monopoly started getting violated, they made it illegal. And then they get higher prices. The rum runners are the ones that lobbied to get prohibition.
So what would you say? I mean, is it the lesser of two evils here, or is wrong, period?
I was you, if you think it's a violent, psychopathic scumbag, because, again, bad people radiate into the drug culture, into the dealing culture, and so that's a good enough reason to put them behind bars. But if you think it's a nonviolent person, I would, that's up to you.
I mean, it is in a way, a lesser of two evils. I mean, if you think about it, and it is a commercial crime, isn't it? I mean, the way it's stated, you know, consuming drugs is not illegal, but selling them is, obviously. It should be, as stated earlier, I mean, shouldn't it fall under admiralty court then? I mean, not criminal court, if anything?
Well, look, I'm against this phony drug war because it energizes the criminal element. It corrupts police. We have more drugs on the streets, more people in prison now because of it. We know it's designed to bring the country down as a pretext to scare the population into accepting police state. It's up to you to make those decisions. But if you think it's an unjust law, you think they're violating somebody's rights, you need to try to no-bill.
Right, yeah. Okay, Alex, you wanted my number?
Well, I want to give you Red Beckman's number. And so, yeah, let me have your number, because I want you to talk to a real legal expert. I don't want to sit here and advise you on this. I'm not looking at the cases you're looking at. Definitely, if you think it's a violent, bad criminal individual, because bad people radiate towards this, then go ahead and nail them to the wall. But that's up to you. I'm not in your shoes. Yeah, we'll put you on hold.
I really needed to lose weight. I was tired, lethargic. So far, using the collagenate, I've lost 46 pounds.
46 pounds with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Bernadine, tell me about those inches.
Inches off of my chest, my waist, my hips, my thighs. I was at about a 20, pushing into a size 22. I'm down to a size 14. People have been telling me I look younger. I've lost 46 pounds with collagenate. It's just one of the best investments I've ever made.
I am so glad that Bernadine took my advice to lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. That was Bernadine's personal experience, and it can be yours next. What are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Call now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. THIN.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I had a fellow saying that he was a federal grand juror calling in asking what he should do, and I can't tell him because I'm not in his shoes. I don't know the cases he's looking at, and actually, Richard, I didn't take down your number because I think you just need to contact Red Beckman or research the federal law and go back to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, on what grand juries are supposed to do. Study the history of it, and then if you see prosecutors trying to order you around, trying to violate the law, maybe you should have an investigation of them. But Red Beckman has always said the key thing with a grand jury is to use it to go after official misconduct, to use it to go after public officials, authorities, that is, public servants that are out of control. And that's where the incredible power of the grand jury lies. And that is very, very exciting that you're in that position. But as for being on a grand jury charged to carry out the laws, even laws you don't agree with, that's a serious question. I know if you're a jury, you're to judge the law as well as the facts, and I guess that would be the same for a grand jury. We're having some phone line trouble from here to the United Kingdom with Paul Watson, and so we're trying to line him up. He should be on with us here in just a few minutes. There's a bunch of different subjects I want to cover. One of them is Rothschilds conduct Red Symphony. Incredible and bizarre as it sounds, humanity is indeed the victim of a diabolical conspiracy. War, depression, and genocide in the past century were not accidental or inevitable, but the result of a malevolent design. Shocking evidence in the 1938 Stalinist police NKVD interrogation of the founder of the Communist International, Christian G. Ravadovsky, 65, who was facing the firing squad for plotting to overthrow Stalin. The 50-page transcript of his interrogation, dubbed the Red Symphony, was not meant to become public. It confirms that the Rothschild Illuminati planned to use communism to establish a world dictatorship of the super rich. And he tells his communist captors that the, quote, communist capitalist financial international controls him. And he confirms the revolutionary movement was designed to enlist support by penetrating and pretending to serve mankind's moral and collective needs. The real aim, however, is to divide society, undermine established authority, and create totalitarian rule. Revolutionary means overturning Western civilization. Christianity, he quotes, is our only real enemy, since all the political and economic phenomenon of the bourgeoisie states are only its consequences, Ravadovsky says. And we're going to get more into this, but it's not just these documents. We know the West. We know Wall Street funded Lenin and Trotsky. We know that it's been reported by Ron Paul and by major publications that, quote, Trotskyites run the White House today. How could this be? The biggest banks, the biggest money out there created Hitler, created Stalin, created Mao. They now admit on the History Channel that Mao Zedong was, quote, put into power in 1949 by the OSS and the new fledgling Central Intelligence Agency. Why? Because they, quote, called him stabilizing. They have to build up these enemies. Again, it's always problem, reaction, solution, over and over again. We do have Paul Watson. Paul, thanks for coming on the show today, sir.
Always a pleasure, Alex.
I know you posted on Prison Planet, Rothschilds conduct Red Symphony. Government sponsoring terrorism. They do it over and over and over again. What can you say about the creation of the communist movement by the Illuminati?
Well, first off, obviously we have to qualify the fact that Israel or Jews do not solely run and control the New World Order, but they form more so part of an alliance, which is obviously dominated by the Rothschilds, who use Judaism, just as Christianity was used by the Freemasons, to centralize power and demonize their detractors, which is what we've seen with all this hate speech, which has exploded. And as you mentioned, we carrying on prisonplanet.com today, Henry Macau, his article today. Bear in mind that Henry Macau is himself a Jew, and the article we've got today posted talks about how the Rothschilds controlled both Stalin and Hitler, who later became loose cannons to some extent, which led to the Trotskyites. Again, Trotsky was a Jew controlled by Rothschild, who they used to infiltrate the Communist Party when Stalin became out of their control. And obviously they also used the Trotskyites to take out Lenin and Stalin. And we've got that article posted today.
Now, the point here is that Macau is a PhD, been studying this. The point he makes is that these people really aren't Jewish, they really aren't Christian, that they're Satanist, and that they're allied with the big British royal family and others, and that they create Hitler and others to create these crises.
Well, yeah, that's the point. And I mean, people, if you say you're a Christian today, then people immediately associate that with George Bush, when we've proven that he's not a Christian. And so again, they can take religions, they can take political movements like the black movement, the gay movement, whatever minority movement. They take religions and movements and transform them into serving their purposes, which is what we've seen with Judaism. And we can fast forward to the situation today between Hamas and Israel. where the policy of the Israeli Likud party and that of Hamas are essentially the same, which is no settlement at any cost.
Now, for those that in perpetual war, in fact, the 73 documents that have been in UPI and Haaretz and other major papers say that they wanted to radicalize the Palestinians because then there could never be a peace.
Yeah, which is why when you get someone like Itzhak Rabin in power, who genuinely try to seek peace, which will benefit both Palestinians and Israelis, they always seem to be mysteriously assassinated in curious circumstances, which is obviously what happened with Rabin, because when he was assassinated, his security detail stepped back from the scene and allowed the assassin to come through, and then we have the evidence about how the fact that Rabin was in his limo and he was basically talking, he was conscious, he was okay.
Well, they shot him again, and that even came out in the hospital records.
Yeah, it seems that he was in fact shot again by his own security detail within the limo, and then when he arrived at the hospital, there was no one to greet him, and one of his bodyguards was actually running through the halls of the hospital trying to alert the hospital staff to the fact that he was seriously injured, and the fact that a prime minister gets shot and there are not, you know, hospital staff awaiting him is beyond the pale. But, I mean, that's the point, that any Israeli prime minister that seeks to initiate a peace process, a real one, as opposed to the so-called Middle East roadmap, which is just continuing the tension.
Well, look at Lord Jacob Rothschild that just came out, and Itar Tosh and London Independent and others. He secretly owned the big oil companies with the arrest in Russia. It turns out he's taking over the media now in England. That's London Independent. He's the guy behind Arnold Schwarzenegger who says he loves Hitler. I mean, over and over again, if you find Nazis, you find Rothschilds behind them.
Well, in the immediate spin with the Khodorkovsky arrest in Russia, the Yukos oil president, was the fact that it was obviously a crackdown on free business by Putin. But then you look into the history of Khodorkovsky himself, and he was closely affiliated with Rothschild and the neocons, people like Richard Perle.
And now it turns out that indeed the whole thing was owned by Lord Rothschild.
Yeah, so it seems that the whole thing itself was a setup to pass the assets of Yukos Oil, which is, like, you know, the biggest oil corporation in Russia, into the hands of Lord Rothschild. And at the same time, you've got him taking over key positions within the British media. I mean,
you have Rothschild funding the UN and the anti-Israel movement, saying Israel's an illegal state, and calling to cease all the settlements and calling Israel war criminals, while at the same time funding Israel, controlling both sides.
Yeah, the whole anti-war movement, obviously the main organization behind it is ANSA, which is again publicly funded by people like Rothschild and the Ford Foundation. Tied into their anti-war protests are obviously these pro-Palestinian demonstrations. So again, we trace the money back, and it turns out that they are funded by people like Ford Foundation and Rothschild.
So Paul, what's the synthesis, whether it's Nazis or Zionist or the Black Panther Party or Mecha? It always leads back to the Dutch royal family, the British royal family, and the Rothschilds.
It always leads back to order out of chaos. I mean, you can go back to 78, where the Israelis set up what was called the Village Leagues, which pressured Israeli authorities to set up food kitchens, clinics, schools, which would give future leaders, a foothold in government, which the Village Leagues were then later infiltrated. And I go through this in the book. I've got an entire chapter on it in Order Out of Chaos. The Village Leagues were later infiltrated by the Israeli intelligence agency Shin Bet, which has been caught red-handed on numerous occasions creating phony Al-Qaeda groups and carrying out bombings. And so these Village Leagues were infiltrated by Shin Bet, radicalized, and eventually led to the military wing of Hamas, which carries out the bombings today to justify Israeli occupation.
Absolutely. And then if you're a real Nazi, you don't have any problems. But if you're an anti-Nazi, you'll be called a Nazi. Paul Watson, stay there. We'll be right back, and we'll get into a bunch of other important news. And we're going to take calls. If you want to get involved, we'll take a lot of calls. 1-800-259-9231. We've got 40 minutes left. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, Matt.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning
ring. All right, folks, take notice. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're live during the day and, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time as well, with a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. all time Central Standard. We're going to open the phones up in the next segment if you want to get involved on air. Couldn't get in earlier. We've got some open lines now. Any issue you want to raise about the police state, the New World Order, how we're fighting back against it. 1-800-259-9231. Got any questions about InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com? Paul can talk about that as well. 1-800-259-9231. During the break, I was talking to Paul from his home in England, and he was talking about some of the different issues that we could talk about. The Iraq situation, the bombings in Saudi Arabia, Jessica Lynch, the national ID card that the Queen is pushing for. Paul, any other comments you want to make about, I mean, it's part of the record that the communists were funded by the big banks. And it's now come out that, quote, McCarthy was right when he thought the army was behind communism. He had just broken through one more layer of the onion. There were a bunch of others there. Do you have any ideas for solutions of how to shift people's political paradigm into seeing the big picture?
Well, yeah, that's the main plank of what we got to focus on, the left-right paradigm. Most important aspect of which is waking people up to the fact that it's controlled. I mean, it's exemplified today by the Al Gore speech in which he states that Bush is leading America towards a 1984 society. Now, listeners probably know that the Associated Press release stories and they get picked up by newspapers across the country. Well, in the case of the Gore speech, it's received more newspaper attention than any story in the last few months. And why is that? Because middle-of-the-road conservatives read what Gore's saying and then equate anyone who says repeal the Patriot Act or Bush is building a police state with whining bedwetting liberals. And when you look at it, in fact, Bush is merely following Clinton's policy, which is militant nationalism abroad, you know, Bosnia, Kosovo, fast forward with Bush to Afghanistan, Iraq, and socialism at home. Which is obviously the framework that Adolf Hitler used. It was Hitler's doctrine. You know, the Nazis were the National Socialists.
And it turns out that the Trotskyites, which they admit run the White House, also follow Professor Strauss's economics of fascism. So that's and again, America's being used as a set piece by the globalists. And so Al Gore then also energizes his party and makes them look like the People's Party, keeping the scam going.
Yeah, and like Hitler, the Bush administration, the latest incarnation of this agenda, have managed to tag government onto the end of God and country in the minds of the masses. So you can't be a Christian or a patriot without supporting the government. And in this context, conservatives will support any policy that is advocated by the government, even if it directly contradicts conservative ideals.
Well, here's an example. I have Sunday's Dallas Morning News, and it's George Bush Sr. giving Ted Kennedy this big award.
Yeah, it's just complete rhetoric. I mean, we can take the example of the partial birth abortion, so-called ban, supposedly a pro-life conservative legislation signed into law by Bush, when in fact you look at it and it holds no weight whatsoever. The day after Bush signed the bill, the National Abortion Federation requested that judges refuse to enforce the legislation.
And that's only on the fake left-right fight level. Below that, it doesn't even ban partial birth abortion.
No, that's the point. Judges in New York and San Francisco agreed immediately afterwards, and now the majority have followed it, that abortion providers can just say that they shouldn't enforce it, and that becomes, you know, the proxy law. And so abortion providers continue to carry out partial birth abortions. So the original legislation wasn't even effective. It was just rhetoric. So Bush is not a conservative because he doesn't stand behind this legislation.
And then he signs on to UNESCO. That's the biggest pusher of abortions worldwide.
Yeah, and then you've got his centralized economic policy, which again is, you know, hallmark of Trotskyism. So, and then we have the articles out of the mainstream Canadian press. Trotskyites walk the halls of the White House, and so we see that again, it's all feeds into the wider agenda. It's not about conservative or liberal. It's about centralized.
Well, the new prescription drug plan takes your insurance you paid for all these years and makes you take the socialized medicine. And then over in England, they're refusing cancer surgery, aren't they? Unbelievable. Paul, stay there. We're going to come back, get into the British ID card, part of the World ID card, which they've now announced. We'll get into Private Lynch. We'll get into the bombings in Saudi Arabia and Iraq. And we'll take your calls on the other side, so stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net. Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Mike in Colorado and others, your calls are coming up here in just a minute or two. The toll-free number to join us again is 800-259-9231. Talk about the latest developments in the USS Liberty. Talk about the mounting deaths in Iraq, what's happening with the economy, Big Brother systems, and how folks are waking up about it, all these issues we're discussing today and more. But, Paul, since you're over in England, the London Evening Standard reported, Scotland Yard fury over Bush visit, White House security demands covering President Bush's controversial state visit to Britain have provoked a serious argument over Scotland Yard. American officials want to a virtual three-day shutdown of central London in a bid to foil disruption of the visit by anti-war protests. They are demanding that police ban all marches and seal off the city center. In Africa, we saw Bush ban marches, have arrests of thousands. He refused to speak to the EU because they didn't, quote, promise to clap for him. Again, all the signs of a dictator against our societies, your Magna Carta, our Bill of Rights. And what do you say to this banning of marches?
Well, yeah, I mean, The very proposition of Bush coming to Britain on a, you know, any kind of visit is ridiculous, because although many people have bought into the left-wing paradigm, the fact is that people in Britain violently hate Bush, and any visit that he undertakes is, you know, likely to be subject to massive protest. And so even the planning behind this just baffles me, why he would come to the country in the first place, because it's not going to do his image any good, basically. And we, as you mentioned, we got the London Evening Standard article out today about how the American security want to shut down the capital for 3 days, basically. Many people look at Bush's involvement with Skull and Bones and the fact that his code name in Skull and Bones was temporary. And so this has led many people to speculate that he will be assassinated to refuel the neocon agenda, because he, you know, he becomes a martyr, basically, if he gets assassinated.
Now, and we hope that that doesn't happen, but every president that was elected on a 0-0 year, that has happened, except for Ronald Reagan, who they had an attempted assassination of. We're glad he wasn't killed by the Bush family when they tried that. But this is very, very serious. And they've got Commissioner Sir John Stevens. He told the Breakfast with Frost show, a balance had to be struck between the president's safety and protesters' right to make their voices heard. But again, the Bush White House says ban protest. I pointed out that the governor's office was trying to order the state police and APD to not let us protest Fox and Governor Perry. They refused to go ahead and arrest us. I can see them having the discussions. But again, where Bush can get this type of silencing dissent done, he will.
And at the same time, we've got legislation being passed in America which defines protest as terrorism. We had the legislation that leaked which said that protesters would be sent to forced labor gulags.
Now that was Senator Menace's legislation. That he was the head of the committee in Oregon, and that's in Police State 3. That's on the website. Just type Oregon's forced forest labor camps in the search engine. It should pop up if you don't believe this. So they would love to try to set up a system like this, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and we've got Bush's visit, I believe it's on the 19th of November, and so very, very suspicious that they would even allow Bush to give such a public parade in Britain. I know they've scaled it back because he was due to give speeches to Parliament. And
also, what about Australia? I read the Sydney Morning Herald article last week where somebody sent a non-threatening email by cell phone. All protests has been banned by law. They're now arresting people who even send emails.
Yeah, and about 6 months ago, we also had out of the Herald Sun, which is a big Australian newspaper, the fact that Australians were being discouraged to protest the World Trade Organization, and websites protesting it were even being shut down by the government.
Folks, banning sending an email. Let's talk to Mike in Colorado. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have two quick questions for you. One of them's about Jessica Lynch, and the other one's about the partial birth abortion ban. On the partial birth abortion ban, where can I find some of the information that you're talking about where nothing's really changed other than, I guess, the head can't be out of the vaginal canal?
Okay.
Because I've told other people about it, and they don't seem to believe it.
Yeah, that was posted on Prison Planet. It needs to be reposted. I told my wife every time she posts something on InfoWars about the partial birth abortion ban, we need to post the News with Views article. There were several others that had links to the bill.
Okay.
I read the bill months ago, and it says that you just can't kill the baby if the head's out. You've got to kill the baby inside. So it doesn't ban late-term abortion or killing the baby when it's being delivered. You just can't kill it when the head's outside by crushing the skull and sucking the brains out. Paul Watson, can you repost that?
Yeah, it's actually New York Post article on Friday, which is the 7th of November. So if you go to Prison Planet and click on the 7th, it's the very last article with the picture next to it, bottom right-hand side of the page, and it's the New York Post article, which says basically that the partial birth abortion ban is meaningless because these judges in New York, Manhattan, and San Francisco refused to enforce it.
But more than that, the day it passed, there was several articles. One was News with Views, with great analysis with links to the bill, where, again, they just say you can't kill the baby on the table.
Okay. And that'll be, I can find that on prisonplanet.com. And the reason why I'd like to download copies of that and hand them out to people at my church, and hopefully that would help to
Paul, wake some of them up. Repost that news with views or a couple others?
Yeah, certainly.
You're awesome.
And then my other question was, I listen to your show every day, and I don't really watch the news anymore on TV. Maybe I should, but from what I understand, they were making, you're saying that they've made Jessica Lynch out to be a war hero. The reason why I'm asking is I watched the made-for-TV movie last night. I guess they re-aired it or whatever. And on that, they just showed that she was in, basically they rear-ended a truck and she was knocked out. Didn't show her doing any shooting or anything like that, so I'm wondering if they've
changed
the story. Or
this is the big controversy. They had to re-edit it. Thanks for the call. Paul, the story of Jessica Lynch, we said day one it was a fraud. It's all come out. Jerry Bruckheimer, according to BBC, consulted for the production of the raid and the 2 days before on the hospital. In about a minute and a half, break down the Jessica Lynch situation.
Well, for those who don't know, last week Jessica Lynch came out and publicly stated that the official story of her rescue was a stage-managed fable. There was no epic battle to save her. There was no exchange of fire. The Iraqis had already deserted the hospital. The Iraqi doctors treated her kindly. There was no rape, which was a story that came out on Friday. 2 hours later, it was declared to be false. Lynch herself admitted that she didn't go down shooting. Now we've got the Hollywood blockbuster coming out. Obviously, it's got no foundation because all this has come out. We have, obviously, the fact that Lynch admitted to all this is brave in itself, but we also have the four witnesses to her capture, which mysteriously were killed, and we have...
Now it's a fifth.
A fifth?
Yeah, so. And on top of this, we have one of the guys having a barbecue in the backyard. Somebody jumps up and shoots him.
Yeah, it was Lance Corporal Sok Kak Ung, who was killed in a drive-by shooting. We also have David M. Tapper, petty officer, died of wounds later on in Afghanistan. We also have Kyle Edward Williams, who worked in the same company as Lynch, mysteriously died of, quote, suicide. And so this whole Lynch fable is just one of many examples where lies have been used to justify the war. Either
another one died in a car wreck.
Yeah, the fourth one died in a strange car accident where he veered off the edge of the road
and ran into a tree and then drowned in a puddle of water. One of their favorite tactics. And I think he was raising another. He had another question, but I can't remember it now. Let's talk to Rob in Wyoming. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to ask your guest what his take was on this sniper thing, and, you know, chiefly in its relationship with the duck in a noose MK Ultra trigger, apparently.
Well, it's strange that in the Malvo and Muhammad case, we've got moose over there in the same town they were based in Oregon. Then you've got people seeing white men in white vans shooting, the death card being left, the Northwoods plan calling for sniper attacks on page 9, then how to frame patsies. Paul Watson comments.
Well, yeah, the whole media line, 2-3 days before their capture was white van, white van, white van. Obviously, it turned out that there was no white van, but it gave the pretext for the police in ski masks, and we had the picture at the time, to stop every single white van in the area. And as you said, we had the death cards left with skull and bones references. So,
and he was using a Bushmaster 322.
Yeah. And
223.
People tracked the locations of the different shootings, and you connect the dots on the actual geographical diagram of it, and it's a six-pointed star.
So, and by the way, for folks that doubt this, on the anniversary of 9/11, the New York lottery comes up 9/11, the Chicago Mercantile comes up 9/11, which is again like 1 out of 14 billion. They do this over and over again, like normal psychopaths do, just average run-of-the-mill. They're into symbology. Police out there, you know your criminology. You know what these nuts do. Again, the nuts in government do it too.
Yeah, which is, I mean, we can take this forward and say that we hope that nothing big happens on the 13th of November, which is coming up in 3 days' time, because Obviously, we had September 11, 2001, October 12, 2002, the Bali bombing. So we just got to pray that they don't have a special surprise planned for us on November 13, 2003, because they're into this sort of symbology and not us.
They are. Rob, does that answer your question?
I just wanted to point out, it was a big deal at the time when Chief Moose had the press there and he was saying, we've caught the sniper like a duck in a noose. And I couldn't wait until the trial came out.
And he kept saying that, and then suddenly they're foaming at the mouth on the side of the road, stumbling around hours after he says that.
But now they don't even mention it during this trial. That's what I was waiting for the trial, so this could explain itself, you know.
Well, there's also a made-for-TV movie for that, too. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Comments to the duck in the noose comment.
Well, yeah, obviously we know the history of Manchurian candidates and these trigger words, and remember Tex Mars had a few articles out on that this duck in a noose trigger was used to out the snipers so they could bring an end to it all. So again, symbolism is the key.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for being of service today, Alex. Mr. Watson? I just want to lay down kind of an open-ended statement and let you finish up, and I'm going to hang up and let you finish it up. Okay, we know about Bush Jr., dad was president, dad was vice president, before that was director of the CIA. Okay, can you go into briefly who was the current president's grandfather, who is Rockefeller, and who is Rothschild? Thank you.
Well, obviously, the current president's grandfather was Prescott Bush, and we had new revelations that came out on this already backing up what we already knew.
London Telegraph with the Nazis.
London Telegraph, yeah, with tying it in with the Ford Foundation, which were also building the Nazi war machine while refusing to help the RAF, which proves that they weren't neutral, they weren't helping everyone, they were just helping the Nazis at the time. So we had Prescott Bush building a major contribution to Nazi steel production. Also IBM with the concentration camp numbering. So again, the same names crop up again and again. And of course, now we've got IBM behind Verichip.
And the human genome and the police state and everything else you can imagine. Dylan? I guess Dylan's already gone. Paul, shifting gears here, some of the issues you wanted to discuss. It was in Reuters last week that the UN has called for several years for a world ID number. It's the same number as in your Social Security, the same prefix number, the same number of digits. We have them calling for this world biometric passport with the U.S., Germany, France, and the U.K. leading the charge, along with Australia and other echelon countries, and Infopol 9 grids. Setting up this world tax, now your queen is saying you've got to take your ID cards. What's going on with the ID card fight in your country?
Well, the news about the British ID card and the same debates are going on in Canada, you know, the same policies at the same time. We got an article out of the Edmonton Sun on Prison Planet about that today. The British ID card was supposedly delayed, and this led to all the civil libertarian groups claiming victory. Well, in fact, the ID card is still very much on the agenda, on the table, and the Queen is likely to include it in her speech. And people say that the Queen has no influence over politics anymore, when the fact is that her speech sets the entire legislative agenda for the coming term of Parliament. And so then we have all these royal scandals which reduce the royals to a joke, so that most people are deceived into thinking that they've been stripped of their influence. So,
and it turns out the major tabloid TV production company is owned by the Prince.
Yeah, so then we have the ID card being in the Queen's speech, and in the meantime, they're already going to have the EU biometric driving license in place. Already, anyone in Britain applying for a new driver's license or a replacement license has to submit to a digital photo, and the license itself has a little EU flag in the top corner.
And 40 of the states in the U.S. have been doing it for at least 5 years.
Yeah, and the EU driver's license is obviously going to be shifted into the fingerprint identification, etc., but at the same time as this, they're also introducing the EU health card, which looks very similar, and by that time, the British national ID card, we're talking 4 or 5 years' time, will already be ready, and you can easily forecast what the propaganda will be in 4 or 5 years' time.
Now, this is a place where the U.S. is further along than you are. We have a national ID card. It's our driver's license, our ID card. To have a bank account, all of this, we're more ahead of you guys. The British people refused after World War II to carry the national ID card. You've already gotten rid of it once, so they're having to creep along, aren't they?
Yeah, there was a single case after World War II where one individual refused to produce his ID card after he was stopped by police on a lonely rural road. But we have all these different forms of ID, the driver's license, the health card, the national ID card. And obviously, what we'll hear is that there's a discrepancy between the British ID card and the European ID. And so why don't we just take everything and roll it into a world ID card, which contains everything.
Which the Reuters article admitted they've already done. This is according to a set standards going back over a decade.
Yeah, the UN were already debating it 2 years ago.
And talking about cameras, I was all over rural Texas going to my grandmother's funeral this weekend. There are cameras in the middle of nowhere and in every small town, dozens of them with microphones hanging out.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448, or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, folks. Alex Jones here. Don't have any time to take any more of your calls, but we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. If you'd like to write for InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, and on the bottom of the left-hand page it says Contact. Contact Webmaster, and just email any articles or ideas you have to Paul Watson, and if he wants to put you up there, he's the editor, you could say, and we want more writers. We want more people's insight, more analysis, more research. And if you find interesting political cartoon or video clip or audio clip, again, email it to Paul there off of PrisonPlanet.com. I got a few final news items I want to hit on here, Paul Watson. But before we do that, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. You know, I'm not just proud of your book because I printed it, because I published it. It is really the most comprehensive, well-documented book exposing government-sponsored terror and other sneaky globalist activities from the U.S. to England to Russia to Israel to the Middle East. It exposes concrete dozens and dozens of examples of governments sponsoring terror in history and in modern day. Why should folks get to Order Out of Chaos and buy a second copy at $8 off to give as a gift, Paul?
Well, I've had some emails saying basically, I know all about the New World Order. Why should I buy your book? Well, so the book itself is not really about the history of the New World Order and who controls it, because obviously that's been covered numerous times by different authors. The book itself is about modern examples of how the agenda is advanced and predictions for how the future agenda will unfold.
So you give a short history of examples, concrete examples, then you launch into all the modern examples, a lot of examples I haven't covered in my films or my book, and it's a great book to give to a scoffer, to somebody that doesn't believe.
Yeah, which is the point about, you know, if you know everything about the New World Order, then fine, but that's why we've got the offer of the second book at half price with Christmas coming up. You can pass them out as gifts to people who may be overly skeptical about the whole New World Order paradigm, because obviously there are a lot of conspiracy theories, real conspiracy theories, floating about, you know, like 911 ghost planes and all this sort of thing, whereas my book has the factual documentation with links to mainstream newspapers where you can check everything out for yourself, which is part of the reason why we've got the half price second book offer, because it's great to wake up skeptics.
Well, if we don't do it, we're dead in the water, folks, and it is an amazing new book. $19.95 to get one copy, $11.95 to get the second copy. Toll free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. You also support my ministry and what Paul's doing. This is how we support his great webmastering job that takes 4 or 5 hours a day just with my site, sometimes longer. 1-888-253-3139, or go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to link through and buy the book online, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. This is important work. The world deserves to see it. Paul's work needs to be seen. It's very insightful, very documented. Please help us spread the word. Paul, you got 40 seconds left. What are your final comments to the listeners?
I end Order Out of Chaos with a quote from Jefferson, which basically says that if we awaken the people generally, then tyranny will be vanquished like spirits at the dawn of day. So that's the point, to stop preaching to the choir and get the information out to the people who haven't come across it as of yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who know a ton about this, but they're busy picking at others instead of getting involved in the fight. So join us shoulder to shoulder in the fight for civilization, humanity against the Antichrist forces. That's what it really boils down to. Paul, I'll talk to you soon, and thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
You bet. You can see his fine work and my fine work there at PrisonPlanet.com. We're out of time for now. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Take care.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from water.